So, Steve, what do you currently have going on? Talk a bit about what's going on with Exodus, maybe a little bit with Hatriot, and, you know, let's kind of go from there.
Well, basically, I mean, as far as we'll just go through the history, I rejoined the band back in June and recorded the new album, Blood and Blood Out, which is out now on the Good Boss Records. And we've kind of done some sparingly dates over the past few months. We actually did a 3-week tour of South America, which is pretty much the first time that I played with the band, you know, continuously on a nightly basis. You know, before up till the band, we were doing one-offs. Hard to kind of get into a groove. And then we're out on tour right now. This will be the fourth date tonight on Slayer, Suicidal Tendencies, and Exodus. We're in Phoenix right now. And then we're going to go to the end of the year. I think we're taking the month of January off and half of February, and then we're leaving for Australia to do Soundwave Festival. That's with Exodus. And then I'm sure we're going to be touring the rest of the year. In the meantime, for Hatriot, I have new songs that I have on with me right now that they have written that I'm actually going to start writing lyrics to. So that's what's going on with me right now, kind of give you a little synopsis of what's happening.
Steve, I remember when I had you on the show back in, I believe it was like March or February or March, and man, I'll tell you what, it was one of the most intense interviews I've ever done, and you know, you'd been out of music for a while, but I got to tell you know, the one thing I think that's really awesome, Steve, is the fact that you know, you took a lot of that intensity that you had, and then you came back and you ended up letting that translate into the new Exodus. It seems like that all translated back into this new album, Blood and Blood Out.
Oh, it has already. I mean, you know, I'm just really focused on what's going on musically in my life right now. So I'm not, I mean, it's like, I remember back in the day when it was party, 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 and let's have fun, and let's rock and roll. And it's like, just let's rock and roll, and let's rock and roll, and then let's rock and roll, you know. So I'm very busy with the two bands especially, and I want both bands to be, you know, I don't know, I guess, I don't know how to say it, given that, you know, the same attention, the same percentage of putting you know, everything I have into both bands, especially. So, yeah, right now my focus is Exodus. Obviously, we have a new album out, but Patriot's writing, you know, we still, when I go home, we have, I think in January, we have Hatriot show booked, so we'll probably play around California with Hatriot in January. I keep both bands very much, you know, in my pocket. I've already talked to Costa, the guitar player, this morning already from Hatriot. So, even though I'm still doing Exodus, I still have my mind on Hatriot. I think Gary's the same way. As he's doing Slayer, he's doing Exodus as well. So you just kind of got to keep your eyes open for both.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you were out of the band for a while, then you came back into the band temporarily. But then, you know, the really cool thing is that, you know, I you know, some things happened in the past. You know, those things do happen. But, you know, the thing was, you came back with Hatriot, and then you ended up getting back into Exodus, obviously. And, you know, what was it like for you to come back after all this time and jam with the guys you've been jamming with forever?
You know what? I didn't even look at that. We talked about that briefly. We really did. We didn't spend much time on it. It was more like, let's just move forward and keep this thing going forward, and know what we need to do, and we know how we have to carry ourselves, and we know how we have to focus, and that's basically what we do. And so there's no, you know, we know each other's space. We're all older now. Gary and I are both in the 50 club. So, you know, it's a lot different mentally. And the mentality is a lot different as well.
Well, you know, it's interesting because if you look back 10 years now, 10, 11 years, a lot of the old school thrash metal bands, the ones that you came up with, the ones that that have been around for 25, 30 years, it's like they've come back. And they've made some of the most killer music they've ever made. And, you know, in some sense, I like the newer albums better than I like the older stuff. And, you know, what do you think has happened to cause this?
I think the initial wave of the bands that were in the initial wave, and that goes from everybody from Overkill to Death Angel, Megadeth, Slayer, Metallica, Testament, all the bands that are still hanging in there and doing it all, putting out quality stuff still. I mean, they're not putting out stuff where, you know, Anthrax's Worship Music was amazing, you know what I mean? It was a great record. Overkill's album earlier this year was great. So I think that the bands that innovated the sound, that initiated the sound, you know, are still producing good music and making, and we're all big fans still. We're all big fans of the genre and still big fans of heavy metal. And I think that creates also, you know, why we can do it on this level and why we're continuing to do it on this level. And of course the fans, I mean, they're just so, rabid for this type of music and for us and bands of our genre. So, you know, how can you say no to them? So there's just so many elements I think that go along with it.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, it's like there's a whole new generation of fans listening to this music now. I remember, you know, in the early 90s in high school getting into heavy metal when it really wasn't cool. And you'd see a lot of your fans in their 30s and, you know, guys in their 40s going to see shows from bands that got back together or some of these old metal bands. But it's like now there's all these young kids at a lot of these shows.
Oh, totally. I mean, we were just in South America, and honestly, I didn't see anybody really in their 30s or 40s. I mean, of course, there's some fans there. You see the older guys and some of the older ladies, you know, coming from the day. But I mean, for the most part, the fans are the next generation and the youngsters, and that makes us all excited as well. That means we've still got new people that want to hear us. But I think a lot of bands have that. I mean, think about AC/DC or bands like KISS, you know what I mean? They've constantly been rolling new fans forever. So hopefully, you know, we've been lucky enough to be around 30 years to do, you know, in 10 records to be relevant this long. You know, we're very fortunate. We're one of those bands that are very fortunate. Yeah, for sure.
The one thing I want to do touch upon is that, you know, your lyric writing has always been very political and very honest and straight to the point. And, you know, thrash metal seems to be one of those type genres of music, even in heavy metal, that it almost seems like, you know, there are no boundaries. You could write about demons, you could write about, you know, politicians, you could do whatever you want. And it just seems like thrash metal really has no boundaries when it comes to that stuff. And that's part of the reason I love it so much.
That's just the way it is. I think it's a very strong form of music that people don't necessarily step on. I mean, there's black metal and death metal and all that sort of thing, you know what I mean, which seems like it's just more moodier, you know. But I think thrash metal is just really, really aggressive and it still gets its point across. And, you know, it's not necessarily things that are fictitious, you know what I mean? Some of it's very real, you know what I mean? I like to write some songs. The Shadows of the Buried is a total fictitious song, you know what I mean? But then again, you know, My Cold Dead Hands is definitely nonfiction, you know, so it goes back and forth. Brutal or cool, you know, I think in a lot of thrash metal guys are horror fans. So, you know, anything you see, like, oh, see that head, it's all split up, it's sick, cool, you know what I mean? So that's kind of the mentality.
Well, you know, the one thing I love about you, and again, you know, you and Blitz and Bobby Blitz from Overkill are my two favorite thrash metal singers of all time, and even among some of my favorite singers of all time because of your sheer intensity and what you bring to the table. And where does that intensity come from, Steve? I mean, you come out and, I mean, you kill it on stage, but man, even on record, man, I mean, the intensity of your vocals are just, it's just insane. And, you know, where does that come from?
I got to feel the music. The music feels, and the music's aggressive, so you can't come across that way. You know, like, I try to make it hills and valleys, and my voice match the riff or match the rhythm that's coming across, or the mood of the song, you know? So it's high screech, it's low, it's the fucking side fucking real snarl, you know what I mean? It's just kind of like, it depends on how I feel it, and I hear it, and it's got to be aggressive. That's what this music is. You come out, you know, lollygagging, they're gonna know it. That's why, you know, the first lyric on the first, on the second Hatred record, the first line is, punish all the politicians. I mean, the first thing you say is you're setting a precedent right there.
Well, you know, the song Wrapped in the Arms of Rage is still one of my favorite songs on a record. And every time I listen to that, I feel like somebody just came out, punched me, and kicked me in the face. And that's what's great about this entire album.
I love the punch. The punch. I know that song is so damn heavy. And every one of the songs have been my favorite at one time or another. Right now it's Numb. I love Numb right now. So, and that happens on all my records. I always do that. Well, I liked that one 2 weeks ago, but this one's my favorite now. So.
Well, listening to some of the songs on the album, and I know Kirk Hammett did a guest spot, but you know, I heard a familiar scream at the end of one of the songs, and it happened to be Chuck Billy. And you know, how did that whole thing come about?
Well, I mean, Chuck Billy is actually part of the management team of Exodus. Exodus is managed by John Zazula, John and Marcia Zazula, Maria Ferraro at Adrenaline PR, and also Chuck Billy. So Chuck has a lot of stake in the band, so that was a no-brainer. Kirk played on the record. Kirk and Gary are good friends. I mean, they especially in the last couple of years, he's been playing with Slayer. They've been doing the Big Four and that type of thing. So they've kind of reconnected. And we played Comic-Con in July, and they're like two little kids bumping into each other and playing leads. Look at them play, and it's kind of cool. So I think that was also a no-brainer.
You know, it's unfortunate that Jeff Hanneman from Slayer passed away, but, you know, if anybody's going to play in his spot in Slayer, you know, Gary Holt to me is the epitome of the guy you really want to do that with. You know, he's from that school of music, and, you know, he's just an outstanding player. And what's it like for you to watch him play with Slayer every night?
I'm very proud, very proud. I mean, come on, he's the real deal. And he didn't, you know, the other guys didn't pick him. Jeff picked him. Jeff said, if you're going to get somebody to take my place, get Gary Holt from Exodus. He's the real deal. And we talked to Kirk Hammett, we talked to Scott Ian, James Hetfield, any of them, Bliss. They'll all tell you, Gary Holt is the real deal when it comes to rhythms, leads, writing. Listen to the Exodus record. Christ's sakes, that guy is still really pissed off, isn't he?
Now, Steve, your rhythm section in Hatriot, it's your kids. And, you know, it's always cool to see a second generation of metalheads. You know, you got yourself who's played in Exodus and done a lot of this crazy music we call thrash metal. And, you know, your kids are kind of following you in your footsteps. And the really cool thing is that you're both in a band together. You're all in a band together. And talk about how that came about.
Well, they were always good players, but they weren't the beginning players that were in Hatriot. I had another bass player before Cody, and I had another drummer before Nick. They just happened to work out when it was time to audition, and they both had to audition for the parts. And they did, and they did a really good job, and now they're just solid members, and they really know how to play, and they know how to write, and they know how to rehearse, and they know how to play live, so I have no problem with them.
Well, you know, the newest Hatriot album, in my opinion, is still one of my favorite releases of the year, and Donovan New Centurion, I got to tell you, I really love the record. I went back and listened to it recently, and to me, I think it's amazing. You know, unfortunately, you know, it's going to get overlooked a little bit because you're back in Exodus, but I still think that is one of my top releases of the year so far.
It's going to shadow it, and we know that. We know that. And I think that Donovan New Centurion was one of the best thrash metal records released this year, top to bottom.
Great
album.
Well, I'm saying, too, is that, you know, I'm not talking just thrash metal albums. I'm talking about heavy metal albums in general for the whole year. I honestly think that the new Hatriot could also be, you know, basically also be in my top 10 because I really think it's that strong of a record, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's amazing.
Well, when it comes to voting at the end of the year, keep that in there. I want to see both my records out there in the top 10.
So, Steve, give me some memories of you playing in Cleveland. I mean, talk a little bit about playing here in Cleveland and maybe give us some memories of even playing at the Agora if you've played there before.
Well, yeah, we played there many times. We played the big room. We played the smaller rooms. We played everything forever there. I remember the first time I played was with Anthrax and Celtic Frost, I think in 87. So we've been playing there a long, long time, and I think they're one of the times we played there in the early 90s, Trent Reznor came to the show and saw us because he's a Cleveland boy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, good memories from the Agora.
So what have you been playing in the set list? I mean, is it a mix of old songs? Is it a mix of new? Maybe talk a bit about what you're going to be playing next week.
Because of the Slayer tour, we play six songs. So it's like two new ones, like four of the classic old ones. Two off-bonded, one off-tempo, one off, you know, we do Toxic Waltz. I think so. When we go to headline, though, we'll play a lot of other stuff. We'll play even stuff from the Rock Dukes era albums, which are really, really good stuff.
So, you know, you've been away from music for a while, and obviously, you know, you've been so dedicated, and you're keeping both bands, which is great. You know, a lot of the songs that you have on these albums, you know, especially with the Hatriot stuff, I mean, is this stuff you've had written for a while? Is this stuff that you've had in a can? Or, you know, how old is some of this material?
In the last...
It's all new. It's all come up with all new. Everything I know, there's nothing in the can. I don't write like that. I don't keep things in the can.
Yeah.
I write per. When I hear the lyric, when I hear the music, I usually give it the title and give it, that's how I do it. This one's going to be called this. It's got the hook I can say that in, and the music matches what I want to write about. So that's kind of how I do it.
So being a metalhead and being a fan of this music, you know, for in general, you know, what are some really good albums you've liked so far that have come out this year?
This year?
Yeah.
You know, actually, I've been listening since we played in that. We went to Mexico City, and I played with Cattle Decapitation and The Faceless and Dahlia Murder. I've been listening to that. That's good stuff, too. And the Havoc record is really good, too. So Municipal Waste, awesome stuff. So I've been listening to all the kind of newer stuff that's been coming out lately.
Well, it's really funny you bring up Havoc, because I think they're one of those newer bands that really has that Bay Area thrash vibe, old school thrash vibe meets modern, and there are a bunch of young kids, you know, kind of following your footsteps of the pioneers of this stuff.
Right, yeah, so that we really like them. They're very good, and like I said, I get along with them real well. In fact, we're trying to do something with them and Hatriot
here, you know, next year if there's nothing going on with Exodus. So,
well, with my last question for you and last bit of news for you, as I say to people, you know, do you have any last words to say to any of the metal fans that are going to be checking out this interview?
Hey, man, come and check us out. If you guys are out from the Chicago or the Cleveland area, man, come see this tour. Catch this tour. Exodus, Suicidal, and Slayer. I mean, you get your ass kicked from start to finish. When are you going to see all of these three bands on the same bill again without going to a festival? You know what I mean? You're not. That's why come out and see us, and we're going to kick your ass. And don't worry, Exodus isn't going anywhere.